Matthias D'Autremont, Regional Lead SE. I've been with Network General for the last 6 years.
Now tell me a little bit about what some of your particular concerns are in addressing Network General products. What kinds of problems do you look at?
Our customers face a pretty wide variety of issues involving their networks and applications. Often, applications are the cause of a lot of issues. The networks are much more stable today than they ever were. And so now they're looking at higher layer issues. And they want to understand, you know, why applications are slow for their customers.
How does NetworkGen step in there? And what's your particular aspect? How do you deal with that part?
What we're able to do is provide a dashboard to packet view. So we can start at a very high level and show you a very comprehensive view of the network. Before, people were forced to look almost like through a keyhole to see what was going on. They could only view little pieces of the network. Now we can show everything and point out different areas that may be problematic and go down to the even packet level and understand exactly what, you know, for instance, what specific Oracle call might be causing that issue so that can be optimized and make the end users happy.
Can you give us a case scenario on say, you know, how there's a problem here and how does NetGen deal with it?
Absolutely. A lot of our customers use Oracle for their financial applications, accounts payable, accounts receivable, quoting, forecasting, order entry. It's pretty critical. Some of our customers also have what we call SLA, service level agreements. One customer had a service level agreement for Oracle response time of 20 seconds. They used what we call Cinefer Enterprise Visualizer, which is our long-term web-based reporting solution, to see that that SLA was violated 2 times the last week of the quarter, where it's most critical to be able to book, you know, business and enter orders. When they went into Visualizer, they saw that it was some specific Oracle sub-applications that were slower than others. Also, they could see very clearly that it was not a network issue, but rather all that response time was caused by server time.
So Visualizer allows you to sort of take it beyond the keyhole and open up the door, basically.
Exactly. It's really a broad enterprise view.
And then what happens after that? You go to Visualizer, you see what the problem is, and where do you go from there?
That, in some cases, might be all you need to do. In this particular case study, the customer used our InfiniStream product to go back in time because it happened several days before that, you know, towards the end of the quarter. InfiniStream is like a TiVo for the network, so you can go back in time and drill down into exactly the metrics that you want to look at. For instance, they were looking at the Oracle application for some specific clients. So what we can do is we can look at the Cinefer expert analysis and see not only the SQL calls that are slow, but the Oracle problems such as error statements. And you can sort in our view to see which errors happen the most often. And that gives the application developer an opportunity to look at optimizing the calls or the problems that happen the most often and kind of get the lowest hanging fruit.
Now the Network General has acquired this new company now, an integrated NetVigil, into their system. Does that work with what you're doing or give you even more abilities in that area?
Absolutely. It fills a pretty big hole that I believe that we had. Now we're able to not only look at our own instrumentation for network and application performance metrics, but we can look at the infrastructure and the servers that the applications run on to really fill in even a broader picture and have a higher dashboard layer to start from.
So that was missing before, so you weren't able to look at things other than your own applications before, but now you've taken it beyond.
Right, so now we can look at things like switches, routers, servers, firewalls. I mean, there's hundreds of different types of devices we can pull and run automated tests and understand a broader view of what's happening just using that infrastructure.
What makes you excited about working with Network General? Because it's something that I see you have a lot of enthusiasm for, but some people say, network security?
Right.
So what's the deal here? Yeah. What makes it really different? What makes you stick with the company?
Yeah, I think a lot of times people think that bits and bytes can be a little boring. For me, I see, you know, working with Network General is an opportunity to really challenge myself to grow and learn. Technology is always changing. There's always new innovations and new things that are really fun and exciting and really solve a lot of problems out there. You know, technology is always supposed to be something that makes our lives easier and more enjoyable. So when I look at all these different technologies that I get to interact with on a daily basis, it's pretty neat. And then also our customers themselves just make it a lot of fun. They're very loyal. And when I can help make them successful with our solution, it makes me feel good.
I've been speaking today with Matthias D'Autremont, Regional Lead Systems Engineer for Network General.